Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have our guest, Nancy Binger, who's the executive director of the Huntley Chamber. We've had Nancy on before, and we're just awesome that we were able to get a hold of her because Nancy's motor is running all the time, and we had to grab her. She's running down the block. We call her into the station. Come on, Nancy, come on and have do the show for us. So we got over. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I love talking to you guys, so thanks for having me on again.
So bring us up to date. What's going on with the chamber the last couple of months here? What's happening in the future?
Well, the biggest thing that has happened in the last few weeks is that the chamber office has moved. So we occupied the old Village Hall on the downtown Huntley Square since 2011, and they are going to use that space. It's prime real estate, and they're going to use it to develop it into something that benefits the whole community. It's has a lot of potential, and I completely support the village's decision to use that space for something different. So we ended our lease with the village. We had such a great partnership with them for 12 years, and we're really grateful that they gave us that opportunity to be there. But the time has come for bigger things in Huntley, so we're excited about that. The downtown square is growing and developing so well. So we moved to the Union Special Building on 47. Most people know that it's connected to Sohopt and the brewery and Union Special are owned by the same people. And Union Special is a manufacturer of sewing machines. And it's been around for a long time. It's an amazing business in Huntley. A lot of people don't realize that this business and how incredible it is. But they have a lot of space in that building that they don't use anymore, obviously just for different reasons in regard to the sewing machine manufacturing. And so they actually have over 20 renters in their space, and they had some space available for us. And it's right in the front. Right when you walk in that main entrance, we're right off to the right. We have about 1,000 square feet. We have a big open space that we're going to have our board meetings and our new member orientations and different kind of seminars. Also, that space can be used by our members for free, so it's a nice benefit for our members. And they can have meetings there or presentations. And then we just have a little office space and some storage space for our staff. And we're just really excited about this new opportunity. It's located right on 47 in the middle of Huntley. So it's a good location. And, you know, a lot of businesses are around there. So I look out the window and see a lot of members across the street and down the road. And we're just really appreciative that Union Special stepped up and gave us this opportunity. We look forward to the continued partnership and getting to know the other businesses in there. Some of them are members, some of them are not. So we're going to connect all that. And then we have a goal of creating a little bit of a like business resource center in the lobby, partnering with Union Special and having it be a place where people can come at their own leisure to find out about different businesses in Huntley. So for example, if you're looking for a realtor, there'd be a section there that would have any chamber members that are realtors, and you can grab a bunch of cards and just all kinds of different promotional materials for companies all in one spot. So, and it'll add benefit to our chamber members and also help the community. So very excited about this whole endeavor.
Okay. So I have to ask you, when you drive down 47, there is no signage that tells you what's there. There's one for Sohopt.
Yeah, though there's Union Special. If you look at the building, right. There's a huge sign for Union Special.
Right, but all these businesses, the 20 businesses inside that building, where is the sign going to be that people know what's in there? Because right now, nobody knows.
Yeah, so there is a little bit of signage, but it's definitely not very visible. And so with the chamber moving there, the owners of Union Special have definitely seen this need of promoting what they're doing there with all these renters and with the chamber being there. So just stay tuned for business and for building improvements and for more signage and just this whole business resource center that I think everybody will benefit from. So it's kind of triggered Union Special to kind of get this going and, you know, start really promoting what they're doing there. They have great space, so many different renters of different industries. There's even, you know, a lot of the local youth athletes know that Raider Baseball Academy is in there and the Force Soccer is in there. And so there's so much foot traffic and lots going on. So it's exciting to see us kind of repurpose this space and, you know, really get it to be more engaging with the community. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to take some time. So we're slowly working with Union Special to get this going. But I definitely, after 2024, this will start to all develop.
That'll be good because right now, like I said, you see SoHop and you got the car wash and, of course, you got some small business across the street. But to be able to know that there's 20 businesses inside that building.
Isn't that crazy?
And that you could stop by.
Yep.
And, you know, right now, I mean, for you guys, it's great. You can have a beer, go for a car wash, and go for a hot dog across the street.
I'm set. Yeah, I'm set. Yeah, my husband jokes I went from, you know, Parkside and Barbecue King to SoHop. So.
And the hot dog stand across the street.
And the hot dog stand across the street.
And get your car washed at the same time.
Sure. Yeah, I'm set.
So you finished all this. You got everything all set up. It's now open and running, correct?
Yes. We just moved in October 1st. So right now it's like, what, October 12th? So we're definitely still unpacking and organizing. But we have a board meeting next Friday. We have new member orientation at the end of the month. And then we'll eventually have a ribbon cutting to just officially open and welcome people to our space.
Okay, so you just wrapped up your whole event season.
Yes, very busy.
So you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So we had our bags tournament in August where it was open to the community. We had 36 teams come out and play. We had 20-plus sponsors. We had that at SoHop to their parking lot, and it was a great success. Everybody loves it. We're going to continue that again next August, and it's just a great way for us to showcase some of our businesses and also bring the community together and just kind of have a fun, like, end of summer before school starts activity. So, and next year we're actually going to add a youth tournament within our bags tournament. So kind of targeting the middle school to high school age kids to come out and play in that tournament. So we're excited to change that up a little bit.
So with all these things going on, you're still sleeping only 1 hour a night, correct? Because the rest of the time you're doing all this running.
You know, people say, how do you do all this? And the reason I do all this is because I sleep. I'm very, very particular about getting enough sleep so that the other, you know, 16 hours of the day that I can be on run on the high cylinder. So that's why.
Okay.
And so we had the golf outing in September. We were almost sold out. We were six golfers short of selling out, which is way bigger than we've ever done before. We had that at Pinecrest Golf Club. We had a blast. People had so much fun. We had sponsors galore and just a lot of networking and businesses bringing out clients and customers and employees and just having a really fun day. We had the most perfect weather and we really enjoyed ourselves. So that is always a good time. And then in September is a busy time for Huntley. Two of our non-for-profits run their events in September that are so well attended. So the Huntley Hootenanny Glow 5K that's run by the District 158 Education Foundation was incredible. They had nearly like 3,000 people out there in the downtown square running the 5K, walking the 5K, and all that money raised goes towards scholarships and grants for our school district. So,
Nancy, was that the largest turnout this year?
Yes, it grows and grows and grows every year, and everybody has so much fun, and it's just really such a blessing that we have a community that we can have these events and all gather together in this area, and they're safe and fun and family-friendly. So the Education Foundation does a phenomenal job with that event and raising money to give back to our community. And another non-for-profit is the Huntley Fall Festival Foundation, and they just had their Fall Fest at the end of September, beginning of October, that weekend, and the weather was amazing, and it was packed the entire weekend, and there were so many businesses that got highlighted, that contributed, that sponsored, and just, and again, another time where the whole community gets together and has a good time, but also all the proceeds from that event are spread out to different non-for-profits around McHenry County. So another great community event that gives back.
Nancy, for the Fall Fest, you want to tell the folks what was taking place at the Fall Fest if they didn't attend?
So at the Fall Fest, there is a carnival for the kids, and then there is live music pretty much the whole weekend, and there are food vendors, and there is a craft vendor fair and business expo, and there's pony rides and different kind of fall activities, and they just take over the whole Huntley Park District, Dyke Park area, and put together a really, really good event. It's well done.
What days does that take place? Is it Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yep. And it's generally the one of the last two weekends in September. I think this year it spilled into October because Sunday was October 1st. But, you know, they usually target those last two weekends.
So if people aren't sure, they can go to the chamber to find out about the golf tournament or the Hootenanny or the Fall Fest and the dates and things like that?
Yep. Huntleychamber.org has all the information, also our Facebook page. And generally our events are the same, time frame each year. So
I'm going to repeat that because Nancy's motor is always running. It's Huntleychamber.org.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So how about new businesses in the area?
Yeah, so I've been running around doing a lot of ribbon cuttings lately. A couple to highlight, Lincoln House and Co. opened up downtown Huntley Square. They are basically mostly focused on coffee and wine, so you can start your day and end your day at Lincoln House. It is the same family, Lincoln family, that owns Lincoln Farmstead is running this restaurant, and it's in the old location where Manny's was, and their food is delicious. So they have like paninis and charcuterie boards and kind of, you know, the basic lunch, fancy lunch stuff. So I highly recommend stopping by there and visiting them. And then the long-awaited Panera. Everybody was waiting for Panera. Six years in the making.
And I get a kick out of their sign that says, "We're finally open."
Finally. They're owning it. They are playing off of it. So Panera is open. I've been over there a few times. It's very busy. We have, as of this radio recording, we did not have their ribbon cutting scheduled yet, but we are working on finding a date. Tommy's Express Car Wash, they are a chamber member, so I know we have a handful of car washes in Huntley, but Tommy's Express joined the chamber, and we did a ribbon cutting and grand opening for them, and they've been very, very supportive of the community already, sponsoring different events, giving away prizes of free car washes to get people through their doors, so really, really impressed with their management and excited that they've come to town, and they're facility is beautiful and high tech and super impressive. So
we're going to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody that you're listening to 101.5 FM, WHRU ULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We're talking with Nancy Binger, the executive director of the Chamber in Huntley here. Nancy, in that car wash, is that the one that's just south of town that opened up?
Yes, the red, very heavy red. Kind of looks like a Sonic, everybody,
right,
when it was
right.
Going up. Yeah, so it's very high-tech. It's pretty cool. The car wash, the technology remembers your car. So you load everything in your app, and then it remembers your car. So when you come through, it you scan your app, and then it does the car wash particular to your car, the size of your car, the height of your car, that kind of thing. So
okay, now what? Let's say you've got a senior citizen goes through.
Okay, remind me. I want to remind you, I'm not an expert car washer.
Right, I know. But I'm thinking if a senior citizen goes through and they don't have the app or on their phone, I mean, they just drive through it, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't think it's not like you can't go.
You don't have to panic over it.
But people that get memberships and things like that, you can go through with this, and it's pretty cool. So we got to walk through the car wash.
Was there another car wash going to be opening by the gas station there?
Yes, but they're not chamber members, so I do not know information about that.
Okay, so we won't mention them. All right.
Yes. So if you are a car wash and you want to get mentioned on the radio show by Nancy Binger, executive director of the chamber, I highly recommend you join the chamber.
See, folks, you know Nancy. Like I said, her motor's always running. This is the true Nancy Binger. All right, what else we got that's new, Nancy?
And then one other new business in Huntley was One Hope Community Church. They just started, and they are actually having their services on Sundays at the Huntley Park District. So they're renting Cosman Theater on Sundays. They meet at 10 a.m. At the Huntley Park District. So that's another new one.
Okay, so now, what's this crawl on Saturday, December 16th? You got to tell us about that.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember, but last year we kind of just threw together this event that turned into be quite the spectacle. So the second annual Ice Sculpture Cocoa Crawl is Saturday, December 16th. It was such a big hit last year. So there is going to be 30 ice sculptures spread around downtown that everybody can come and check out. Checking out the sculptures is free, open to the public from 12 to 5 on December 16th. But if you would like to participate in our event, you can buy a mug and s'mores, and you can walk around and get unlimited hot chocolate at the hot chocolate stations with this mug. And also there's fire pits where you can roast your marshmallows and create s'mores. Last year we had nearly 1,000 people do that. Probably about 1,600 people came out for the day. It is so fun. It's like a Hallmark movie. And we're really excited to do it again this year.
This is in the square.
In the square.
Okay.
Yes.
And why the name Cocoa Crawl?
Just because you crawl along and stroll.
Okay, I'm listening.
And
where's the cocoa? Where's the cocoa come in?
Yeah, so it's hot chocolate, cocoa.
Oh, okay. All right.
You go and you get your hot chocolate.
So now you know, folks, it's hot chocolate. That's the cocoa, yep. And you crawl around the square. Not literally. But you walk around a square with the ice sculptures.
Yes. And tickets go on sale November 1st for this. So we just announced that. So people have it on their radar. And then on November 1st, we will open up the sales. And there will be no mugs to be purchased on the day of at the event. You have to do it beforehand. And there is a sellout point, so we recommend if you know you want to go, make those purchases and register for the event on November 1st.
And how do you monitor that people that show up have purchased a ticket?
Yep. So we just have registration with all their names and stuff, and then you show up. We distribute the mugs 2 days beforehand and on the day of, and you just, you know, you have to come with an ID showing that you registered.
So if you just walked on the square, you would be able to do it?
You cannot do it. You cannot walk on up at the event and get a mug. You can bring your own hot chocolate in your own mug and walk around the square, but you cannot get it refilled at our stations because that is only for this year's mug. So you can't use last year's mug. You can't use your own mug. You have to use this year's mug to get unlimited hot chocolate.
So it's this year's mug or nothing?
Or you bring your own hot chocolate, or you can buy it at Morcus. They have hot chocolate. But if you want to be a part of the fancy little mug with hot chocolate unlimited at the stations, you need to participate that way.
Okay, and tell the folks once again how they get that mug.
When tickets go on sale November 1st, you can purchase those through our website. And we put the link on our Facebook page. And if you are in our email distribution list, you will get an email about that. So believe me, everybody will know. I posted the event last night as a Facebook event. And in 5 hours, I had 2,000 people interested in the event.
Wow.
So it is very popular, and it really is all it is. It's all it's written out to be. It's so fun.
How many sculptures do you usually have there, Nancy?
Well, it's about 30 sculptures. And this year's theme, last year's theme was holiday movie. This year's theme is holiday songs. So our sponsors have a choice of 30 songs that we have pulled from like the Billboard Top 30 Christmas or holiday songs of all time. And then there's a sculpture that's associated with each song. So then you can walk around and view all these sculptures that have a holiday song theme. So
this is wrapping up your year primarily.
Yes.
And then everything starts all over again in January.
And then everything starts all over in January. So our January community event is the Puzzles, Pictures, and Pizza event. So we'll be doing that again next year. It'll be January 13th. We have our expo. We're actually moving our expo to April this year. So that's going to be April 20th. And then we have our big annual dinner in February. And, you know, we just keep rocking and rolling. So
if they have any questions, they can still monitor your website.
Yep, our website, huntleychamber.org. Facebook, we're very good at keeping that updated. So we always encourage people to go there to check out what's going on. We had another great year of membership, both with about a 90% renewal rate from our members. And then also we have 50 new members so far this year. I project that we'll have another 10 before the end of the year, just with all the new businesses. So that's 2 years in a row with 60 plus new members. So
what's the total membership look like now?
We're at 322. So, and then January 1st, 2022, we were at 265. So we've gone from 265 to 322, which should be 330 by the end of the year. So that's a really good membership increase for the last 2 years.
You know, we tease Nancy all the time about her motor running, but I want to give you an example, folks. When you started, Nancy, how many members did we have?
265. And now we're at 322.
So a lot of hard work, folks.
Yeah.
A lot of time is spent. That's why she works 16 hours a day and is always running around.
I kind of do.
Yeah. Is there anything special that you're thinking about for next year or things that you might want to change in the coming months?
Well, I have the longest list you can imagine of new events, but we, you know, can only do so much. So I don't want to unveil exactly which one of those events might come, but there's one or two events that I hope we can bring out for 2024. Our community is so good at embracing these kind of events, and I have a few in mind that I think would both help showcase our members and also give the community something fun to do. So,
well, the same token, do you have some events they might look at and say, well, this one just wasn't that great that you might want to replace with something better?
You know, I would like to say that, but everything has gone so well.
Okay.
But we really, really think hard about the events that we do. One, the most important thing is that it showcases our members. The Chamber is not just an event planning organization. It is a organization that promotes Huntley area businesses. And so it's really important to me that we go through that filter of really considering, does this showcase our businesses well and in a great way? Like, it can't just be like, oh, a couple people will know about your business. No, it needs to be pretty impactful. And then second thing is just, are we engaging the community? Are we giving them something fun? Are we giving them something that they can't do just every, you know, that you can do on every corner? Like, it's something unique. And we really try to think of these unique events that you can't do anywhere else. And so that's where the Easter egg scavenger hunt and the cocoa crawl and the puzzles and pictures event, like, those are really fun, unique events. So I think because we put it through that filter really hard and we really think through it, we've come up with some good events that I would just want to keep continuing doing.
Sure. So we should mention, too, that a lot of this work that's being done is done with the help of your staff. How many folks do you have on staff, Nancy?
One other person.
One other person.
Yeah.
So two people.
Kelly, she's awesome.
So two people are doing all of this.
Yeah. But we, you know, we really depend on our board and our ambassadors and just volunteers from our businesses. So whenever we do an event, everybody comes together and we get it done. So, you know, they follow our lead and my lead, and Kelly does a lot of the behind the scenes work, but then, you know, we put people to work. So,
well, it's a lot of work, a lot of effort, and I guess the results show in how the events are very successful for you, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you. you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, people are shopping local and really supporting Huntley area businesses so that Huntley can continue to grow and thrive. And, the more businesses we keep supporting, then, you know, it just makes Huntley better. So that's what I definitely want to get that message out there, to really support our local businesses and, you know, make sure that we're keeping our money here in Huntley.
Well, once again, we want to thank Nancy Binger, the Executive Director of Huntley Chamber, for being here. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And support the Chamber, folks. They need that support. We want to thank you for listening to our programming, and we want to wish everyone a great day. Thank you.